This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome to Thursday Flipping the Switch. I'm Suze, and it's my absolute delight to be your host for the next hour, where we're talking about being your own best Valentine. So I've been posting things on Facebook this week with ideas about being your own best Valentine, and getting some really interesting responses. And today's newsletter also talked about being your own best Valentine and some ideas. Cause I know that, you know, for many people, holiday times are not, you know, everybody's happy and all the commercials are happy and you're sitting there going, "Durr." And so how do you get past that place? How do you get from there to a place of, you know, raising your vibration? And so really looking at that today. And so if you are interested in having a conversation about that with me, I would love to hear from you. If you just have a question or anything else that, that you'd like to just talk about, give us a shout. And the number to dial in on, it's toll free. So there you go. There's a Valentine's Day present for you already. You can call in toll-free 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And we're talking about being your own best Valentine. Now, Valentine's Day, as we all know, is about hearts and love and romance and all of those things. But what if you don't have anybody? Well, you can be hearts and loves and romance with yourself. And you can find out how to do that really easily by checking out my Facebook page, Suze Casey, author page. And I give just a ton of ideas about how you might go about doing that and how you might take a look at how you can really move towards caring about yourself. Now, first of all, I want to read a note that came from Amy. It says, first of all, happy Valentine's Day. Well, happy Valentine's Day right back to you, Amy. I'm sending you love and appreciation today, and I hope that the day of love finds you happy, well, and feeling thoroughly loved. Well, Amy, thank you. I do. And even though I am on my own and not in partnership currently, I do feel thoroughly loved, not only by my family and my dear friends and my business associates, my clients, but I also feel really loved by myself. And I think that's the real place, is to really feel loved by you. And if your little monkey's going, ah, when I say that, do phone in 877-230-3062. Amy goes on to say, thank you, Suze, for all your amazing work. I have almost all of your radio programs downloaded onto my phone, and I try to listen to them often. Well, that's great, Amy. And just a little aside, you can also just grab the app 365 Repattern, which will send a push. You have to say yes to the push messages. Otherwise, it'll just show up. Then you have to go into the app. But otherwise, it'll pop up as a message to you with a word every day, a little thing to think about. And then when you go into that app, there is a button that says radio shows. And every radio show I've ever done for CTR is there since April of I'm coming up to a year now. So there's about 50 hours of radio shows just there and available through your app. So I'm glad that you're listening to them, and I'm hoping that, well, obviously she's listening to them often, they're helpful. So then Amy goes on to say, I just feel like I'm not making as much progress as I could if I were able to work with you one-on-one. And that's true. I often have people say, what's the difference between doing the repatterning with the book and doing the repatterning with a practitioner? Whether you choose to work with me or one of our other practitioners listed on the beliefrepatterning.com website, what's the difference? Well, let me tell you what the difference is. When you work on your own, you can get clouded in, and it's a little bit like trying to solve a problem from within side of it. Now, when you've got somebody that's observing from the outside, it's much easier because practitioner can see things. And also the practitioners are really, really well versed in the use of the technique. And when you're learning, you know, it's good, you're learning, but you're riding a tricycle, and the practitioners can, you know, move you on to like a motorcycle or a race car and get you through things much more quickly than you can on your own. When I'm training practitioners, I say, you know, really our job is to hold the flashlight and to help speed up the process so that the people can see where the pathway is leading them and help them stay on the pathway that's going to lead them to what they want, what their intention is. So if you're looking at that, absolutely. And so Amy says, how do I book a one-on-one with you? Well, it's very possible. I always hold spaces every week for new clients to come in and to have a one-on-one. And one-on-ones in regularly priced are $165, and there's a Canadian GST on that because I have to pay taxes in the country in which I live. But fortunately, our GST is only 5%, which I think is cheaper than sales tax anywhere else in North America, I think. But anyway, so your regular rate is $165, but I'm doing a Valentine's Day special, and I'm doing a Valentine's Day special. And it's not just for Valentine's Day. It's from now until midnight on the 18th of February. So if you're listening to this on the weekend, you can still get in on it. Just go to the Belief Repatterning website, drop down under the Meet Sue's, go to the section where it says book an appointment with Sue's, and you put in a very special code. And here is the very special code. Valentine with a capital V and no S. Valentine 1414. That's for the 14th day of the 14th year. So Valentine 1414. And that gives you a 20% off on a one-on-one with me. And then you can go right. There's an online booking calendar. You just go right there. Find a time that works for you. It'll adjust for whatever time zone you're in, which is awesome because I used to spend an awful lot of time trying to figure out what time it would be someplace else to help people book their appointments, but you can just do it online. It does the adjustment. It'll send me a notice and then I will send you a confirmation back. And there's also a way to pay for it by PayPal there. So all really good stuff and easy for you to use. So yes, you absolutely can make more progress when you work with a practitioner. If you want to work with one of the other practitioners, go take a look. They all have a little write-up about themselves on that Belief Repatterning website and the contact information that you can get to them by. So Amy continues, looking forward to listening to some wonderful things on the seminar recordings as well as much more good stuff on your radio show. Sending you many thanks, love and more love, Amy. Well, right back to you, Amy, love and more love to you as well. And when Amy says, listening to wonderful things on the seminar recordings, I do seminars every month and we record them. You can either buy the recording of them, which I think is $19.99 for each one of them, or you can join us live for the seminars, which is $49.99, $49 straight up. Yeah, $49 straight up. And if you call in on any of my shows, I always give a 50% discount on those seminars. So the next one coming up, we're just finishing one called Relationship Matters. And so we've had two out of the three calls on that one. And the people that are taking the course are finding it really helpful. And oftentimes what you'll find in the seminars is that there's just a small group. And so you get a lot of one-on-one coaching and consulting on that. And I also offer that 20% off to anybody that is taking any of my seminars or courses gets a 20% off with me. So lots of ways that you can gift yourself. So if you are interested in taking a look at how you can learn to love yourself better, that's the topic of today's show. And call in on 877-230-3062. So thank you so much, Amy, for writing in. I love when I get letters in from people. So do send a note. You can send them to radio@beliefrepatterning.com. It can be something like Amy's asking a question or just saying what belief repatterning has done for you or asking how belief repatterning might help you. Or this one, which came in from Maureen today, which was, Dear Suze, I hope you are well. Well, thank you so much. I am well. I'm very well. Your Facebook post today reminded me of the app that I downloaded and I hadn't looked at it in a while. I clicked on it and it says it is no longer being maintained. What do I do? Thanks, Maureen. Well, that's because the one that you downloaded and didn't look at for a long time was the 2013 version, and we're 6 weeks into 2014 now. And so I maintained that app until the end of January, with little notices reminding people to sign up for the 2014 app. The 2014 app. You just go 365, the number 365 space RE dash, and that'll get you to 365 repattern. And for $3.65 or $3.99, depending on your platform, you get, as I mentioned earlier, not only the word of the day that'll help support you in training that subconscious mind. But you'll also have the radio shows at your fingertips and lots of other really awesome bits and pieces that are in that app. Now, I'm just going to the app today so that I can give you a sense of what you'll get with 365 Repattern app. It's based on the book. It's based on a exercise that's in the book. And the book is published by Hay House and is widely available. If they don't have it in stock at the stores, they can order it. It's also available by electronic copies, so Kobo or Kindle. You can get those for your e-readers. And if you want one signed by me, just let us know in the office. You can order them off the website, and we will sign them and mail them off to you. But the word for today on the 365 is unity. And so the thought of it is, I choose to have my body, mind, and soul operating in unity with my highest good. So unity. So where are you experiencing unity in your life? And if your monkey's jumping up and saying, I'm not experiencing unity at all, do phone me and we can give you a hand with some repatterning. Okay? So unity. So when I look at the word for the day and I go, okay, how do I experience unity already? How does it feel like when I'm in that place of unity? When I'm in that place of my body, mind, and soul, all on the same page, how does that feel? When have I experienced that? So that's one of the ways that you can really love yourself, by just training that subconscious mind to go to the right side of the line for you. Why is it so important to think positively? Well, you know, we hear all over the place, it's important to think positively, but there's a really good reason why. And that is that when you are on what I call the upside of the line, the supportive side of the line, you send out a different vibe than when you're on the downside of the line. And that vibe is picked up by everybody and everything around you and then reflected back. And so keeping yourself on the upside of the line, or getting to the upside of the line, is super important. And I decided a number of years ago, about 25 years ago to be exact, 25, 26 years ago now, that I needed to train my subconscious mind to think positively for me. And that's what belief repatterning does, is help that mind go to the upside of the line. Because trying to think about it consciously all the time is just hard work. And I forget. And then I get busy doing other things. And I think, oh, forgot to do it. But the nice thing is, if you get into a daily practice, like with the daily word or some of the other practices that I outline in the book, stopping at a stoplight and giving gratitude to yourself, or walking through a doorway and smiling, they're really simple ways. But what they actually do is they actually reprogram the way that your brain is thinking and the way that it's processing information. So that's what belief repatterning is all about. It's not about, let's go find out what my belief is and then try to change it. That's way too hard. What we do is we just look at training the mind to go to the positive side. Now, when you work with a practitioner one-on-one, we will go and find the emotions that are holding the belief in place. And sometimes people say, I didn't even realize that that was my belief. But really, when you listen to the radio shows, you'll notice that we don't even have to go to find out what the belief is to shift it. We just shift up the energy around it, practice that energy, and the belief will shift of its own accord without having to be examined and find the root of it and determine who gave it to you and how long you've had it. And that's one of the really unique aspects of the repatterning process, is that you can just change up the energy of the emotions that are tying it in and then change it up. Change the thought pattern and the belief will just follow suit. So I'm always excited about the things that help support me in my daily practice. And one of my daily practices that I have had for, oh my, I think it's almost a decade, is the reading of the notes from the universe. And so if you're not familiar with the universe notes, let me share this with you. It's www.tut.com. And it's put out by Mike Dooley, and he sends a note out Monday to Friday as if it's a letter from the universe. And today's really, really resonates, so I wanted to share it with you. He always addresses it to you personally. So mine says, Suze, there are always those who absolutely think all the right thoughts. Yet, if they're not doing all they can with what they've got from where they are, then you can just guess what else they're probably thinking. And all those other thoughts are busy at work too. Tally-ho, the universe. So as we manifest on the upside of the line and the downside of the line. And so knowing that, rather than trying to stop the negative thoughts, just increase the positive ones. By increasing the positive ones, you take up the bandwidth. Your body really likes the chemicals better of the supportive upside. And lo and behold, your beliefs will shift and you'll just be more spending more time on the upside of the line. So there's always a PS on the universe notes. And so this one is Suze, start. Stretch, reach, climb, go. Because just waiting for the magic takes forever. So I've noticed that people use a term, we'll see. I'll just wait and see. I guess I'll see how this turns out. That's called waiting for the magic. Instead, do something towards that magic. Do something toward it. And the way that you do that is by really feeling comfortable with yourself, because otherwise you're going, oh no, that's dumb. I can't do that. That's not going to work. Okay? Let me repeat that. Do something good for yourself and feel good about yourself. And then you're not waiting for the magic to happen. You're actually co-creating the magic. It doesn't even have to have anything to do with what you're hoping is going to happen. So by the very fact of being your own best Valentine, you can actually create a Valentine. It's pretty exciting. So let's take a look at what the musings were today on the newsletter. And if you're not yet receiving the newsletter, you can sign up for it. Just go to either the Belief Repatterning website or the SuzeCasey.com website and just put it in. Please know I never share your emails with anyone else. It's just strictly so that you can receive these weekly musings and what the topic is for the show. And about once a month, we send out a Learn It, Live It that's talking about the things that I've got upcoming in terms of teaching. But every week I send out the musings, and because I've had people ask me to always include a series of repatterning statements, I've begun to do that. So today's musings, my own best Valentine would. And so what I've done is every day beginning on the weekend, I started to think, what would my own best Valentine do? And then start doing it for myself. So my own best Valentine would bring me flowers just because. And that's the one that I talked about last week's in the musings, that when I bought flowers just for me. Did I do it this year? No, I didn't. And you know why? Because I'm going out of town. I'm going to be in Kansas City next week. So if anybody's in that area, do let me know. I'm in Kansas City for a conference, and as soon as I get to my hotel room, I am going to go and buy myself some beautiful flowers, because I'll be in that hotel room for a week. I'm there for, yes, 8 days. And so I'm going to buy flowers there rather than buying them here, where I'm not going to be here to enjoy them. So my own best Valentine would bring me flowers just because, and would time them perfectly. Another suggestion that I would give you is put it in your calendar for next year around, oh, maybe the 8th of February, or maybe the 10th of February. Yeah, the 8th, maybe even a little bit earlier, the 6th or 7th, and put in your calendar, order myself some flowers, because then you're there before the prices go up, which was something that somebody mentioned last week in a letter that they sent me. Just, you know, you don't have to wait till the 14th of February. You can just do it whenever. So the second suggestion, my own best Valentine would, write me love notes, send me cards. Write me a love note or send me a card. You know, one of the things that I suggested this week on the Facebook suggestions was, write yourself a love note. What do you value and appreciate about yourself? What do you bring to a relationship? What special attributes do you have? And then find a lovely card or a nice piece of stationery, write it in your own handwriting, put it in an envelope, address it to yourself, and mail it. Super important, because it'll show up in your mailbox, and the lift that you'll get when you see it and open it up and read it is really, really fun. Now, I extend this to things like, as I mentioned, I'm going out of town. Whenever I'm out of town, I get a postcard from where I am. I sit down and I write down the things that I really want to remember, and I give myself gratitude for being there. So when I'm in a new place, I will talk about some of the sights I've seen, some of the people I've met, the wonderful experiences I have. Just like you would a friend and send them a postcard from a vacation, I send it to myself. And it's wonderful, because it usually shows up, you know, a week or so later, especially if you're like in someplace like Mexico or something, sometimes it takes 2 weeks. And by then, you've kind of forgotten about some of those specific things that happened. And when you get that postcard, it's just lovely. Plus, you're sending all that positive energy out, and every hand that's touching it along the way is touching that energy of gratitude to yourself and that wonderful, loving things that you've been doing for yourself and how you've been really nurturing yourself in new ways. So there's a second idea, what your own best Valentine would do for you and then how you can do it for yourself. So my third suggestion was my own best Valentine would help me with some of those tasks that drag me down. And so what I did was I put on some great music, set my timer for 15 minutes, and I tidied up my desk. Now, did I get my whole desk tidied up in 15 minutes? No, I did not. But then I took a break, had something to eat, came back and did it for another 15 minutes. Then I took a break, took myself for a walk. Then I came back, put the music back on and did it for another. And my desk, I had every piece of paper that needed to be filed was filed away, and I've maintained it all week. And that's something that is really loving towards yourself, because those kinds of piles of things drag you down and wear you out. Fourth thing that my own very best Valentine would do would be listen, really listen to me. So we're going to go take a really quick break here. Before we do that, I'm going to do a general repatterning with you. But over the break, I'm going to ask you to just listen to yourself and jot down a couple of things that your true self is saying to you. And we'll talk about how to repattern those in a minute. But first, let me give you some general repatterning. So the very first one is the forgiveness statement, where we acknowledge, okay, I forgive myself for all the times I forgot to treat myself well. So I'll get you to repeat that. I forgive myself for all the times I forgot to treat myself well. Breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. The second stage of the repatterning process is permission. I give myself permission to act like my own best Valentine. I give myself permission to act like my own best Valentine. And for those of you who received the newsletter, you'll notice I put two eyes in Valentine. I did that on purpose, just so that you're really focusing on you. Okay, breathe that in. I choose to treat myself well today by, and this one you're going to have to fill in for yourself. I choose to treat myself well today by. And then the freedom statement, where you visualize it. I'm free to be my own best Valentine all year long. And if that seems too long, just make it all week long or all till the end of the month. I'd like you to be able to be it all of your life, but just free to be your own best Valentine. The affirmation is when you go and look for an example of where you've done it already. So I treated myself well this week by fill in that blank, and it feels, how does it feel? So I might do this when I treated myself well this week by calling my friend and making a date to go out for soup tonight, and it feels awesome. I'm so looking forward to it. So my Thursdays are really full, jam-packed days, and I thought, this way I'm going out with a girlfriend, we'll have a nice conversation. So that was one way I treated myself well this week. Okay, so how have you treated yourself well this week already? And then the surrender statement, I'm learning to treat myself well and be my own best Valentine. I'm learning to treat myself well and be my own best Valentine. So we're going to take a quick break. You can listen to the ads, and in between you can just jot down some of the things that your monkey's saying to you that you'd like some help with, or maybe it's your inner coach talking. Give a listen. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Bye for now. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book,
I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Suze, and it is my pleasure to talk to you a little bit today about being your own best Valentine. And if you've got some ideas or some insights on that, give me a shout, and we'll chat about it. Or if you're having a little bit of a fight with yourself on it, give me a call, 877-230-3062, and we'll do some repatterning. Next week's show, we're going to talk about deserving, you know, because I think it's one of the things that happens. So the topic is going to be, you deserve it. Clear the way for what you really want. We're going to talk about that a little bit next week. And then the week after that, we're going to talk a little bit about decluttering, because my next online seminar is on declutter your mind, declutter your life. And it's about how you can remove the physical clutter in your life, whether that be, you know, jammed packed closets and stuff in your life, or the clutter in some of the relationships that aren't working for you, or the clutter in your bank account, or wherever you've got, you know, what I call snow, you know, on those old television, when I was a kid, we'd get the snow and the interference. Whatever you're feeling, some interference, we'll declutter that by working on decluttering your thoughts. And you'll see with amazement what kinds of things happen. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. I've got a guest, Julie Tulin, coming on with me on the March 5th show, I think it is. Whatever that first week of March, CTR is on holiday, and so we're doing a pre-record, so there won't be any call-ins that week, but always there's call-ins after the week after. So, but there is call-ins today, so if you'd like to give us a shout, we'd love to chat with you. So learning to love, honor, respect, and cherish ourselves is the very best gift that we bring to the world. As we fall in love with ourselves, we fall in love with life, and life reciprocates. Valentine's Day is a wonderful reminder to treat yourself to something special. Tell yourself how you value yourself. Complete things that drain your old energy. Create time daily to go within and listen. Nourish your body, mind, and spirit, and above all else, make a commitment to continue to grow and learn to become your own best self. One of my practices that I really enjoy doing is that when I see things like what I just read to you, I change them up and I put them into first person. Now, I used to be an English teacher, so bear with me. What I mean by first person is you use I and my and me instead of you and we and our. So let's try that. Learning to love, honor, respect, and cherish myself is the best gift I bring to the world. So I'll get you to repeat that with me. Learning to love, honor, respect, and cherish myself is the best gift I bring to the world. Okay, the next sentence, as I fall in love with myself, I fall in love with life, and life reciprocates. So try it. As I fall in love with myself, I fall in love with life, and life reciprocates. And breathe that in. Okay, so the next sentence, I'm going to read it to you the way that I wrote it, and then I'm going to suggest how we can repattern it, and then we'll do it in sections because it's a long one. Valentine's Day is a wonderful reminder to treat yourself to something special. Tell yourself how you value yourself. Complete things that drain your old energy. Create time daily to go within and listen. Nourish your body, mind, and spirit. And above all else, make a commitment to continue to grow and learn and become your own best self. So we're going to do that in first person now. Valentine's Day is a wonderful reminder to treat myself to something special. Okay, Valentine's Day is a wonderful reminder to treat myself to something special. To tell myself how I value myself. To tell myself how I value myself. To complete things that drain my old energy. To complete things that drain my old energy. To create time daily to go within and listen. To create time daily to go within and listen. To nourish my body, mind, and spirit. To nourish my body, mind, and spirit. And above all else, make a commitment to continue to grow and learn and become my own best self. Above all else, make a commitment to continue to grow and learn and become my own best self. So I suggest that you do that with any kind of, you know, sayings or motivational paragraphs that you read. I just finished reading Robin Sharma's The Secret Letters of the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And at the back, there's the summary of all the letters that the traveler finds on this worldwide excursion. And they're all written in third person as one would, or you should, or we do. And what I'm doing is each day now, after I've completed the book, and every day as part of my daily practice, I am writing out those letters, those paragraphs, and I'm putting them in first person and then saying them to myself. It's such a powerful, powerful, powerful way to repattern your thoughts. And so I would suggest that you might want to give that a shot and see how that works in your world. Well, one of the things that I know to be true is that there's just not enough love in the world. And so I think that loving ourselves just ups the ante and creates more love. So today's topic, what would my own best Valentine do? What would it be for you? So I've given some suggestions before the break, and now let's continue with them. My own best Valentine, idea number 5, would be make me my favorite meal. So I took a look at my calendar for this week, and I already have a commitment for Valentine's Day. It's I'm working that day, and so I thought, okay, on Saturday, I'm going to make a favorite meal for myself. Now, I live in Canada. It's been minus 25 to minus 30 for the last, it seems forever. I think it's been about 2.5 weeks. We generally, where I live in Calgary, don't get that kind of a long cold spell. Today, finally, it's warming up. And let me just check and tell you where we're at, because it's looking quite nice out there, but it's often a bit, oh yeah, it's plus 5. So this morning was minus 18 and now it's plus 5. So as soon as I'm done the show, boy, I am going outside. We have not seen an above zero temperature forever. But sometimes it can be a bit deceiving because we'll get sunshine and minus 30. So it's sunny out, it's plus 5. And so I'm going to take myself for a walk. That's what my own best Valentine would do. They'd come in and say, come on, let's get away from the desk and go for a walk in that nice weather. But when I was thinking about what I was going to do for a favorite meal, I thought, it's going to be warmer on the weekend and I can barbecue again, because it's not very much fun barbecuing when it's minus 30, as you can imagine. Number one, it's hard to get the temperature right to grill anything. And number two, you lose a lot of temperature, a lot of heat quickly. And the third thing is it's just not fun standing out there in that kind of temperature. So I looked at the calendar, at the forecast, and saw that it was going to be warmer this weekend. I thought, terrific. I got some really scrumptious triple A T-bone steaks. About a month ago, they were on special and it was cold. And I thought, I'm just going to pop them into the freezer. And as soon as we have a nice day, I'm going to celebrate that by having those steaks. So I am pulling those steaks out of the freezer tomorrow morning and having them on Saturday for dinner. And I thought, what am I going to put with it? Well, I love asparagus and portobello mushrooms. And so I just Googled steak, asparagus, portobello mushrooms, and found an incredible recipe that I'm going to give a shot for. I posted it on my Facebook page. I've never tried it before, but it looks like fun. And that's what I'm doing. And then I thought, you know, this is a really lovely meal. I'd like to share it with someone. So I contacted a friend and said, would you like to come and share this meal with me and some good conversation? And so I created my own best Valentine experience for myself. Easy to do, just a little bit of creativity. So how, what would be your very favorite meal and how might you make that happen for yourself this weekend? It's up to you. So I actually had a couple of people suggesting that if I needed a Valentine's date, they'd be free for anyone that's cooking that meal. And then another one of my friends said, maybe I should fly in. It's like, absolutely, come on in. It's just about raising the energy and being kind and loving to yourself. So how might you do that? How might you be kind and loving to yourself? And when you really listen to yourself, what's the answer? So instead of sitting on the downside of the line and wishing and yearning and hoping that there was somebody that would care about you, that maybe you would get those Valentines in the Valentine's Day box that when you were in grade 2, when everybody put them in that box that was decorated in the corner and everybody counted to see how many they got. All that old stuff is still sitting around in there for you if you haven't really focused on loving yourself and knowing that you are your own best Valentine. Really, really know it and feel into that and listen to what comes back to you when you say, I'm choosing to be my own best Valentine. Bye. How you are choosing to be your own best Valentine doesn't matter. Just that you are. So I'm going to be putting up today how to be my own best Valentine. Idea number 6 is to take good care of me. So this is extreme self-care, and I'll share with you. No, I won't share with you. You have to go on the Facebook page and find out what I'm going to do. Oh, heck, I'll tell you. I received as a gift from one of my clients a spa treatment. And it was a lovely gift certificate, and I still haven't used it. Now, I'd like to say I just got it this year for Christmas. I'd even like to say I got it last year for Christmas. But I got it 2 years ago for Christmas, and it's been sitting, waiting for me to use it. And so one of the ways that I'm going to be my own best Valentine is I'm going to take that gift certificate and book the appointment. Now, just, I'm telling you this so that, you know, I don't have it all sorted out. I'm still working through this stuff myself. You know, there's lots of reasons why I didn't book that sooner. One was because I was busy and traveling and the book had was just coming out and I was going full flat out. But don't you think your own best Valentine might have booked you a session? And one of my clients did. And I didn't take them up on it. So that was just kind of a silly thing. But, you know, it's what happened and what I did. So I could beat myself up for it, or I can choose something different. Well, then I went nomadic. I packed up everything in my house and my office, and I was traveling so much, and I was just kind of living out of suitcases, and that gift certificate was packed. So that explains it up until a year ago when I moved into my house and I unpacked, and I took that gift certificate and I put it on the fridge. Well, you know what happened when I put it on the fridge? I stopped seeing it. It became just wallpaper. And that's what happens to nice things that you do for yourself. They just become part of the norm and you don't see them anymore. Well, those of you who follow the show and follow me in my musings know that I got a new fridge at Christmas time. And when I was taking all the things that were on the fridge off, I went, there's that gift certificate. I will book something for myself. And what I did was I put a note in my calendar on Valentine's Day and said, if I haven't booked it by now, book it today because I am my own best Valentine. So there you go. That's what I'm doing to take really good care of me. What might you do to take really good care of you? It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you're feeling nurtured and supported by it, pampered by it.
This is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on SuzeCasey.com. That's SuzeCasey.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back from that unplanned little break. But thanks so much for hanging with us. We had a little bit of Skype challenges, and I think we got a clear signal now. So I was just saying, it doesn't have to cost a lot. It doesn't have to be something that's expensive or takes a lot of time in order for you to take good care of yourself. And so, you know, Valentine's Day is a great reminder to do that. So Jimmy's calling in and would love to chat with her. She wants to work on completing things that drain her energy. Ah, great question, Jimmy. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Completing things that are draining old energy. That was such an interesting turn of phrase, and I would love to get better at doing that.
All right. So I'm assuming you have at least one thing that's not done that's draining old energy.
Yeah, even just the term old energy, I have never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's just stuck, old, stagnant. It's like draining an old stagnant pond. It's
right.
Just sitting there, right? It's just, okay, so what would be one of those things that's happening in your life?
One of the things I keep going back and forth inside my head of, you know, should I do this, should I do that, when I have two options, and it can be either in whether to, you know, try something new, exercise or nutrition-wise or something, or can be, you know, whether to do this or that to a house, and I've been thinking I need to do this, but I don't know if I'm up to it, and it just, the ping-ponging back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And that not knowing if you're up to it, just that ping-ponging back and forth will make sure that you're not up to it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So I've been trying to feel my way into simplification, as, you know, not seeing things as a loss or having to subtract, but as a simplification. But when I get down to the either-or, and they're both seem to be tugging, you know, I could make lists, and which one has the longest side on it, pro this or, you know, con for each of them, but I still feel kind of stuck when I'm trying to decide between two goods as
mm-hmm.
opposed to a good and a bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so so the feeling is being stuck. And what you want, it sounds like prioritizing or making a good decision, or what would be the opposite of the stuck place?
Being able to unclench from it's got to be the right choice and realize that, like I've heard you say, you can go, and if it doesn't work a little bit, you can try the other one, or, you know, it's not a life or death decision what color you paint the house. It just
mm-hmm.
gets to feeling that way when you get in that stuck, stagnant place.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard, I was mentioning Tut.com.
Yes.
And there's one of my favorite ones that Mike Dooley put out. And gosh, this is probably a decade ago. And so I'm going to paraphrase it because it totally fits with what you're saying. And like I said, the notes always start out with your name. So I'm going to put your name in it, Jimmy, just for fun. It's like, Jimmy, it's just a big box of crayons. You know, the kind that you had when you were a kid with all the different colors? Just pick one. Color with it. If it works, keep coloring. If you like it, if you don't like it, put it back in the box. Pick another color. It's just a box of crayons. And then it was signed the universe. And then the PS was, life, it's a box of crayons. Start coloring. And I really, really like that one, because it's like, I remember, I don't know, you're around the same age as me, but I remember, I mean, when I was a kid, there was like four colors of crayons. And if you were really lucky, you had an eight color crayon box. And then they came up with like 16, 24, 40. And it was like, it was hard. It was overwhelming because there was so many choices. Do you remember that feeling?
I do. And we're sort of awash in that, you know, in our whole culture now and so forth. And so I can cognitively understand that, but there's something about, I still have a belief, I guess, that it's going to be painful to be wrong.
Mm. Okay, and how's it going to... Go ahead.
That's just so ludicrously judgmental sounding, but the self-judging is, I think, part of the lack of self-care or the not being willing to invest time in yourself to do, you know, that 10 minutes first thing every day or, you know, go to the gym or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and while you were talking, I was just testing in because I use, as you know, I use muscle testing, but I was just testing in and what I got was a feeling of being run down. So it's less a feeling of being stuck and more of a feeling of being run down by that ping ponging have to have it right stuff. And so I'm going to suggest that we repattern from run down to what would be the opposite, energetic or energized or.
Run down.
Don't get hung up on rundown. It's just there's a pointer, remember, to point us
right.
In the opposite direction.
Right, but it's not just feeling low on energy, but feeling run down as in run over, you know.
Yeah, smack. Okay, so what's the opposite? What's the opposite positive feeling of that?
Agile, maybe. You know, feeling
nope.
that you can move. And
I was just going to say, I think it's like capable, able.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Capable and able.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that ties back into what you're saying about that being stuck and not knowing where to make a choice. You can't make a choice. So like being capable and able of making a choice that's going to support you.
Right, right. Capable of doing it. You feel like you're not equal to it somehow, even though you know you probably are.
Hmm. That old, so we're going to start repatterning. I forgive myself for believing that where I have been with that old energy is where I have to stay.
I forgive myself for believing that where I have been with that old energy is where I have to stay.
And breathe it in and let it out. Monkey, have anything to say?
Yeah, that this is on the right track.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to continue to run myself down by hanging out in that old energy.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to continue to run myself down by hanging out in that old energy.
Monkey's okay?
Still on the right track, yeah.
Cool. I forgive myself for believing that I'm not capable or able of making a decision that supports me.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm not capable or able to make a decision that supports me.
And let it go. I give myself permission to be capable and make decisions that move that old energy.
I give myself permission to be capable and make decisions that move that old energy.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I can be run down or I can see where I'm capable.
I can be run down or I can see where I'm capable.
I choose to focus.
Keep going. I'm capable.
Good job. Breathe that in. The thing that's interesting about these things, these old things that sit there with their old stagnant energy and drain it, is that you do not realize how much energy is being drained until you do something about it. And then you go, wow. So, for example, I have a big skylight on one of the levels of my home here, and I have some pots that you know, I had planted with things like lettuce and herbs and things. And when I went away in the fall, I was gone for 3 weeks, and they all died. The person that was staying here forgot to water them. And so, oops. And so for the longest time, I got home, it was like a week, 10 days before Christmas, and I had a lot of other priorities and just didn't get that all cleaned out. And every time I would go by, I didn't realize how it was draining my energy. And about middle of January, I just sat down one day, and it took me like 5 minutes. It was just a matter of like pulling out the dead stuff, putting it in a bag, taking it down. It didn't take any time at all. And I did that, and I made it all look nice, and I watered it up a bit, and I thought, there, now it's ready to plant. Didn't plant it. And so today I was walking by, and I went, old energy that's draining me? You bet. Every time I walk by that, it's looking like it just pulls me down. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and I know that exact feeling.
Yeah, and so that's on my list now, is to get that planted, because it'll take me like moments to plant the seeds, and I'm going to be away for a week. And then when I come back, I'm going to get some results, and all of a sudden it lifts up my energy. So I am free to do what I'm capable of and lift up my energy.
I am free to do what I'm capable of and lift up my energy.
And breathe that one in and let it go. Okay?
Okay.
I'm free to do one thing I'm capable of today.
I'm free to do one thing I'm capable of today.
And I'll do another one tomorrow.
And I'll do another one tomorrow.
And I move that old energy that's been draining me.
And I move that old energy that's been draining me.
Monkey okay with this?
Yeah. So this is a great plan.
Okay, cool. And so what you do is you go into one of those activities just by going, I'm really capable of this, and you do it. And how's it going to feel on the other side of it? So how will it feel? Just pick one of those things that you've been thinking about, picking the paint color, or one of those things that's just been sitting there stagnant.
Yeah.
How's it going to feel on the other side?
Yeah. To pick one and realize that just because I can't do it all at once doesn't mean I can't do a piece of it.
Yeah, on what I am capable of, and focus on where you are capable.
Right, right. Oh, that is so good, because I do just get the opposite of tunnel vision, that I can't narrow it down to say.
Yeah, I know, there's so many choices.
Thing. Yeah, but I am capable of just one thing. You know, I know that I can do just that one thing, so that's great.
So, and thinking about that big Crayola box of crayons, really is just pick a color. And if you like it, keep coloring it. And if you don't, put it back, pick another color. It's just a box of crayons.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I really appreciate you calling in today, Jimmy. It was great to chat with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
And we've been
bye-bye. We've been talking about how to be your own best Valentine. And my seventh suggestion for how to be your own best Valentine is to inspire yourself to be your own best self. And so whether that's through listening regularly to Contact Talk Radio and all the amazing programs that are being offered, or taking a course or reading a book, do inspire yourself to become your own best self, because your own best Valentine always inspires you to be your own best you. So if we can be helpful of that at the Belief Repatterning Office, we'd love to hear from you. We do have some things coming up. I mentioned the Declutter Workshop seminar coming up online next month. And in April, we have Flip Your Switch, which is the learning how to do the repatterning for yourself. And it's offered online. And it's also offered, if you're interested in coming to the beautiful Rocky Mountains, come to Calgary that last week of April. We're doing on the Friday night, we're doing Flip Your Switch. And on Saturday, we're doing Beyond the Basics, which will teach you how to do all the patterns for yourself. So I'm Suze Casey, reminding you that it's time to be your own best Valentine. And next week, I'll be back, and we're going to talk about you deserve it and clearing the way to receive the good that's coming into your life. Have an awesome weekend. I'm going to be enjoying my barbecued steak. Take care. This is Flipping the Switch. I'm Suze. Know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose.